You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Theriault.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. In this episode, which is part two of a two-part series, I'm listing the last three of six key reasons your proposals may be losing. These are things I've seen done by companies and proposals I've helped to evaluate for buyers, or common problems I see when I start to help a company improve their bids. So why am I focusing on what loses proposals? Well, it's sometimes easier to see what you're doing wrong and fix them first before you start to implement other techniques. So number four, failure to respond to client needs. Not responding to client requirements as they're stated in the RFP or as they appear based on your own research of the underlying requirements is a sure recipe for failure. The client has asked for proposals specifically to address their unique needs. If you don't describe how your solution, expertise, and experience will address their specific needs, you've not met the basic requirements for a successful proposal. So here's an example of why a proposal by an otherwise very well-qualified company lost a bid. Simply put, the proposal failed to respond to the client's needs. It was too inward-looking. It focused more on the attributes of the supplier company. It didn't relate the supplier's abilities and their solution to the client's specific needs and requirements. Instead, it just included a typical boilerplate solution and material that was not customized in any way to the client's specific situation. It was really simply too generic. So the lesson is that if you don't specifically address and discuss client needs and how your solution dovetails into their requirements by mirroring back the client's own language, expectations, terminology, and the problems you're solving, somebody else certainly will. So number five, hard to understand or evaluate. Many people write to impress rather than to communicate. They use long, complex sentences and words that most of us have to look up in the dictionary. While this may work well in a thesis or scientific paper, it doesn't work well in the business world, and it certainly doesn't work in a proposal. The only reason to write a proposal is to communicate your ideas and your solutions to the client so they can tie them back to their own requirements and choose you over somebody else. Unless you make your ideas and your solutions easy to see and easy to understand, evaluators may miss them. They have to review large amounts of text, remember what they review, and link that to a scoring system that helps them choose a supplier. If you make evaluators search for information or skim over important information because the text is simply too difficult to read, they won't be able to find the information they need to score you properly. So number six, inconsistent response. Your proposal response will reflect on your organization. It's that simple. If you are inconsistent in your answers or how you represent your company, product, services, or solution, the client is likely to notice. In particular, if your proposal has different sections written by various internal staff, subcontractors, or consultants, and these sections are inconsistent in terminology, approach, look, and feel, then the client will see that you're not providing a single cohesive service, and they'll start to question your ability to integrate and manage various resources, especially if this is something that they expect of you when you deliver service. In addition, if you provide information that conflicts with information in other parts of the proposal itself, or with other published information such as your website, your annual report, etc., you risk having the client recognize these inconsistencies and question your credibility. It's an opportunity for you to demonstrate how easy it will be to work with you, even if you have different subcontractors, suppliers, and service providers as part of your team, or if various individual subject matter experts are involved and write your proposal. You need to consolidate and edit the material to maintain a consistent, unified look and feel. One way to do this up front is to provide a bit of a style guide and a template for everybody who's writing. You can include specific headings, things you're trying to address, some of the criteria for evaluation, and other things that help you ultimately do the editing and piece it together in a cohesive fashion. So there's another tip that will help you win more business. Listen to the other podcast for more techniques or get your copy of the book available online at Amazon and other online sellers. You can even ask your local bookseller to order it in for you. Get more from these blogs by asking me a question or leaving a comment on this or any other episode by going to www.howtowinmorebusiness.com. If you want me to cover a specific topic, please let me know. Our contact information is on the website, and I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Theriault. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.